Withdrawal of prosecution is contained in Section 321. Kindly refer to the Bare Act for the outlines of the section. I am just giving you the introduction about the section and would tell you the relevant paragraphs of the case law. Section 321 clothes the public prosecutor to withdraw from prosecution of any person accused of an offence, both when no evidence is taken or even if entire evidence has been taken. The outer limit for the exercise of this power is at any time before the judgment is pronounced. The court performs a supervisory function only in granting its consent to the withdrawal. There are no such adjudicatory functions. The paramount consideration must always be the interest of administration of justice. That is, the touchstone on which the question must be determined whether an application for withdrawal of prosecution can be sustained. The object of Section 321 appears to be to reserve power to the executive government to withdraw any criminal case on larger grounds of public policy, such as inexpediency of prosecutions for reasons of state, broader public interest like maintenance of law and order, maintenance of public peace and harmony, changed social and political situation, etc. And such powers have been rightly reserved for the government, for the government is in the position to know such conditions and situations prevailing in a state. The court is not in a position to know such situations. Keeping in background this paragraph, which I have just given you, kindly refer to your Bare Act for more clarity. And if any doubt, please come back to me with your questions. Now, the relevant paragraphs from the case law, that is Abdul Karim versus State of Karnataka, the relevant paragraphs for your reading are paragraphs 2, 4, 8, 18, 19, 20, 38, 42, 43, 45. Thank you all.